Hello there, folks. Welcome back to night two of our live stream extravaganza. Yes, that's right. Two straight days streaming, but today it's not just me. As you can see, I am joined by the one, the only, the amazing, the gorgeous Ricky Berg. Ricky Berg, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Jason. It's great to be back on.
We can hear your audio, which is a plus. Amazing.
That almost
plus.
Never happens.
Man, what a day.
Mm-hmm.
What a day.
What a day indeed.
So much stuff going on.
It's the day before the thing we've been waiting for.
It's the thing. The thing.
The thing we've been waiting for that makes way for the thing that we're really waiting for.
That's true. And it's Halloween. It's hard to say, because I know we have the live stream coming up tomorrow, the Nintendo Direct. But tomorrow being Halloween is Halloween. It just, I feel like Halloween just got thrown completely under the bus. It's like, instead of Halloween, it's just Nintendo Direct Eve.
Yeah, but no, we're looking forward to some sweet treats and maybe a couple Sakurai tricks, because we've got some expectations for this one, which, I mean, we always have a couple expectations, but this time around's a little different.
So, a couple things tonight for this stream. First and foremost, there will be information about the Grinch leaks in this stream. I don't want any of you to leave. I love all of you like you are my children. You are amazing. But if you don't want to know what are in the Grinch leaks, this is your warning right now. We're going to discuss it. We're going to go over it. And we're going to let you know how we feel. And personally, I feel like they're real. I know Ricky might feel a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
We'll see. On top of that, tonight is also a borderline interactive stream. We have a couple survey questions up on my personal Twitter account at AmiiboJason. So if you go to Twitter, search for AmiiboJason, I asked a few questions today in on my Twitter feed. If you answer those questions, you might see yourself in chat and on the screen. It's going to be amazing, spectacular, spared no expense, should be good.
And we do have chat up on our ends, but definitely reach out to Jason over Twitter. That's the best way to make your voice heard so that we can shout you out, too. And if you have any questions, you can also float them to Jennifer Birch. She's a member of our team and is currently in chat. You can spot her by the little wrench icon there. So
there
she'll
go.
Help you out, too.
Heads up. I just want to just say thank you to a few people in chat right away. Bobby is like a regular with Nintendo Wire. He has been around since the days of Amiibo News. I appreciate you. Anybody else that has showed up, I appreciate you too. But I had to call out Bobby. Bobby's been around forever. So you can't have a stream without Bobby.
Happy
it's
to
a
see
true story. Okay, we have a few ways that we can start this. Number one, we can just talk about like the general Smash Direct. I think let's start with that. So let's talk about the Direct itself. What time it is, when it starts, and what we can expect to see. So, Ricky, I'm going to let you take that away.
You got it. So, this is the second fully focused Smash Direct for Ultimate. As we see now on the screen, it's going to be tomorrow on November 1st, depending on what time zone you're in. Wow, I'm slurring a lot. It's going to be...
Are you drinking?
No! I've just worked a lot today. It's going to be 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern. We are going to be about 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
We're going to have 40 minutes of Smash content straight from the man, the myth, the legend himself. And it's going to be the first new look at this game we've gotten since... I mean, if you really count... You can't really count Isabelle. Isabelle was like an isolated trailer. We're happy to have her. But this is the first real look at the game since, when was that? August was the other Smash Direct?
Yeah, it's been some time.
Yeah, and then, like, it's gonna be a time because we're expecting, let's see. Obviously, we're gonna get some new characters, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. We're probably gonna see some info on that that little Spirits mode that we've heard about, and we're definitely hoping to learn what it is. I'm hoping for a little something on, let's see. I want to learn how we're getting trophies in this game, because they've changed that up, and I love collecting some trophies. I want to see what other modes we got in this. I want to see if there's a few more stages waiting in the game, because there is a little reason to believe that.
There's a rumor that we are going to get more than what we've heard. Yes. I know Famitsu has on several occasions kind of gone back and forth about how many stages there are. I think right now it's, what, 108?
103 is the official number given by Sakurai. And I think it was Korokoro, but they had 108 in actually a print issue.
Sure.
So they added five more. In the one shot we got of the full stage select screen, there were about six spots empty.
Yeah.
So that it would account for five more stages to make this 108, and then potentially a like a create a stage button or something. That's another thing we haven't heard about is, are we going to be able to make stages again? Which I don't see why they would drop that. Yeah. It should work great on
the
Switch.
It's going to be a little bit more differently. I mean, obviously without the Wii U gamepad, but you can always undock the thing and use the touchscreen that way. So, I mean, the options are definitely there. But tomorrow, 7 a.m. PST, if you're on the West Coast, the Direct, there is a Treehouse event as well. So not only are they showing off Smash Brothers, they're showing off Yoshi, they're showing off Pokemon. So if you're a Nintendo fan, stick around after the Direct. We have so much other stuff that they're going to be showing off. It's kind of like E3, which is weird. We're getting this big press conference.
Oh, I know.
And then we're getting this huge event after the fact, which just kind of blows my mind. And the fact that it's kind of in the middle of a work day or a school day breaks my heart, because so many people have to work or be in school when they just want to watch the hype. So it's
kind of... We want you there with us.
It's kind of a pain in the butt. But if you cannot be there, if you maybe have your phone in your pockets, tune in to the Nintendo Wire Twitter account. We're going to be live tweeting this entire event all day. We'll let you know as soon as anything happens. We'll do our best to keep you up to date with everything that's going on. But that is the actual event itself. I think we should start going into what we can expect to see. So this is final warning for anybody that doesn't want to be spoiled by the Grinch leaks. The Grinch leaks is, if you don't know, I'm going to give you a brief history of it. It's going to be like 1 minute, so it's not going to be like an absolutely crazy feat. But the Grinch leaks were this image that was essentially taken from a Snapchat video from a French printing company that had images of what appears to be the final banner for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. In this banner, there were seven characters that were not announced. I'm not going to say who they are as of yet, unless you want to get out of here. but those seven characters, they look like they fit in pretty darn good. Now, the reason they call this the Grinch leaks is because not only do we see this Super Smash Brothers imagery, in the background of the image, we also see what appears to be brand new renders for the upcoming Illumination movie, The Grinch, coming out this November. And these renders were unable to be found anywhere on the internet. And trust me, we looked. We found disgusting Grinch stuff. Stuff that is unspeakable. Things that
he's
didn't know.
He's a vile one.
Mr. Grinch. Things that I never thought people could potentially draw, but they did. And we went through all of that looking for these renders, and we could not find them. So the reason why many people think that that is kind of the smoking gun is, well, if they are working on the upcoming movie The Grinch for Illumination, a very, very big company, there's also a very good chance they're also working on something with Nintendo or Bandai Namco. So, personally,
specifically Bandai Namco.
Correct. There was also a receipt in the background of one of the images, and on that receipt had the name of a person who actually does, in fact, work at a printing company in France. I'm not going to say the person's name or the company, because I don't want to get sued. I really don't. So that being said, in my humble opinion, I believe this leak is real. I think there are sites doing damage control about this leak. I think that there is a lot of credibility for this leak. Before I go into it, before I show you the images, this is the last chance. If you don't want to see this leak, you got to go.
We're happy you're here.
Yes.
But we also want you to get the full Smash reveal experience if that's what you're after. So, last call.
All right. I have my finger on the leaked image button right here. I'm dead serious. Right. This button is called leaked image. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, leaked image. There it is.
Woo! Okay.
So if you're still here, I've given you every opportunity to leave. The characters in question are Shadow the Hedgehog, Banjo-Kazooie, Isaac from Golden Sun, Ken from Street Fighter, Mach Rider from the 1985 NES Classic Mach Rider, the Chorus Kids, and a little guy named Gino. That's right, Gino from everybody's favorite RPG, Super Mario RPG on the Super Nintendo. If Happily Candied was here right now, she'd be jumping up and down with just the idea of a Gino amiibo coming out. And I want that for her. I want that for her so bad. But as you can see, the current banner is up on the top, and the leaked banner is down there on the bottom. Everything has been moved around. There are characters that are in different places. We see more details on characters that we haven't seen before. The biggest one, in my opinion, is Greninja. Greninja was moved in a way where his tongue has more detail. It's kind of bizarre that, you know, I'm looking at Greninja's tongue and saying, oh, the leak's real. But in my opinion, that's what it is.
If you're looking for Greninja, by the way, he's on the top one, he's on the left there with Snake and Daisy. And then if you check him out on the bottom one, you can see that his tongue is in front of what would be Banjo-Kazooie. So that's, I mean, it's a pink shape. It could potentially be something that's easy to replicate. But the fact that they would go that extra mile, that they would have that, that we would see that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of little bits like that. I mean, that's the whole thing with the Grinch in general is, like, why would they throw that in there?
Yeah, I just covered you up, by the way, not on purpose. No worries. It's just the way things are.
No.
You know, it's either A, you look at Ricky, or B, you look at the leaks. And the people want the leaks, Ricky. You know, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to move your window down a smidge. There you are. He's back.
I'm not just a Photoshop little Mac now.
That's so cute.
This is perfect.
But again, this is the leaked image. And yes, I'm gonna point this out right away. I know many of you people out there in TV land are saying, it's a blurry image. We see how many blurry image leaks every single year. But, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it just one more time. I have worked at Nintendo Wire. I started the company. So I've been with Nintendo Wire for almost 5 years, if you count when we started Amiibo News. We get leaks sent to us privately all the time that we know are BS.
We
know it. We understand that these leaks happen all the time. People want some fame. What was it? Artsy Oni made that Rayman leak, like, what, 5-6 years back? And it, like, changed the way that people look at leaks. I understand that. And I understand this is a very blurry image. However, there's so much stuff that this has going for it. I know it's blurry. I understand that. But with the art house in France, with the image itself, with the receipt, and Grinch, I firmly believe this is real. And in what? How many hours? 11 hours? We're going to know for sure.
Yep.
It blows my mind that we're 11 hours away from a reveal.
I know. I'm really excited for this direct. Part of it is because of this leak, because these characters, so it's all on kind of like a varying degree, but each one of these characters has sort of a case behind them. And this isn't us grasping at straws. This is laid out stuff from years of Smash coverage.
Yes.
Chorus Kids were heavily rumored for Smash 4.
Yeah, Sakurai was almost like prepared to put the Chorus Kids in, from what I understand.
Yeah, there were data files that had Rhythm Heaven listed with the playable fighters. There's like a couple little Rhythm Heaven things in there, like the Sneaky Spirit is in Smash Run, stuff like that. So Chorus Kids, seeing them on there, and I love Rhythm Heaven. So if they're getting in there, I'm happy. Ken and Shadow, both easy enough to do. They make some of the most sense as Echoes. Mach Rider has somehow always had like a small presence in Smash games, be it as a song, a sticker, a trophy. So that's really cool. And Sakurai loves to put in, like, at least one retro callback character.
That's
just like Ice Climbers, just like Pit, just like, who was it? Like Duck Hunt. So we've got that.
And from what I understand, Mach Rider was actually another character that was rumored all the way back in Melee.
Yeah, they probably talked about Mach Rider. It's either one or Melee. But
is it Melee or Mach Melee? Rider because no matter what, I said it wrong. I'm sure I did. And chat's going to be like, it's not Melee.
You gotta listen to the announcer, Jason, because it's Super Smash Brothers Melee!
Come on, Melee!
You got this. But, so Shadow and Ken both make sense.
Yeah.
Gino, heavily fan-requested, keeps up the trend of me costumes, just like with King K. Rool, Krom, so that's got its own kind of level to it. The only ones that are sort of out of left field, I'm pretty sure I didn't forget anyone, Isaac, And that's not crazy. There's been Golden Sun music.
Yeah.
There's that one particular screenshot of the Rathalos assist trophy that's set up like a Golden Sun battle. People have been really asking for Isaac. And then Banjo-Kazooie, I mean, N64 icons incarnate.
And it sounds like, Nintendo's... from what I understand, Microsoft has in the past, I think it was Phil Spencer at the time, mentioned that he would love to see Banjo in Smash. Nintendo and Xbox have actually joined forces on Twitter to like jab at PlayStation lately, like just poke the bear. So I feel like this is a good opportunity for them to continue that. I really do. I mean, it's not Master Chief. I don't want Master Chief in Smash personally.
No, Banjo and Kazooie, they make the most sense. Like, people were talking about like Minecraft getting some kind of representation.
Nah, it's too soon for that crap, man.
Yeah, I mean, give me a Minecraft assist trophy or something like that. Sure, whatever. But when it comes to playable, when it comes to joining the Smash Brothers roster, it's got to be BK. It's got to be Banjo and Kazooie.
I like the shirt. I do want to point out one other thing before we bring on our next guest, who is Logan Plant of Nintendo Wire. He's the man with the golden voice. He's absolutely amazing. He's in chat right now, too. It's kind of a touchy subject, but it is kind of one of the rumors about this leak that does add a little bit more validity to it, and that is the Isaac removal theory. So when the earthquake happened in Japan, the Nintendo Direct was pushed back. And after the fact, we had Isabelle about a week later, who was announced as a character in Smash. And then on Nintendo's official website, there was this oddly cropped image of the Super Smash Brothers banner that had Isabelle in it. And it was just bizarre because right by Little Mac's glove, it was cut in a way that just looked really strange. And nobody really understood why. And it wasn't until this Isaac leak came out that people were putting two and two together. And the theory is that Nintendo canceled the Direct or moved it, so they removed Isaac from it. And the reason why is if you've played Golden Sun, it's heavily, heavily surrounding an earthquake that happens at the very beginning of the game.
Yes.
So bad timing. And I would imagine that the sensitivity levels, if they did announce Isaac at that point, would be a little too high, especially after such a massive tragedy.
Right.
And if you look at where that weird cut is on the that Smash banner, it's right where Isaac is. Now, again, this could all be coincidence. This could people be like just looking into things a little bit too much. I like to kind of put my tinfoil hat on from time to time. But I feel like it does make sense.
There's also another little kernel of Golden Sun that kind of came into light with respect to Smash leaks, and that's from the Wendy's College Tour, or Tailgate Tour, I think.
So what you're saying is the Grinch leaked one thing and Wendy's leaked the other?
Hey, man, have you seen Wendy's Twitter?
I have.
I'm just saying.
I have.
So with Isaac, with Golden Sun, they had like a nice sizzle reel of people playing the game and a little bit of footage. And some of that footage was new. Like, we got to see the Final Destination version of Coronaria for the first time.
Yep.
We got to see a little bit more about the F-Zero stage. That is the F-Zero stage that was in Smash 3DS, Mute City, like it is in the Super Nintendo. And on one of the platforms is an item. And it's like around, it's just like a circle.
Hang on, one sec. One sec. I'm going to put this on the screen for you.
He's got it.
Real quick, I got you. I'm not going to... I'll cover myself up because you're talking. Go ahead.
Good. It's got like a little... like a sprout in it. Like a little bit of... Like a sprig. Like a leaf and a couple... like a twig kind of thing. And it matches up with... there we go. It matches up with one of the... I'm going to say synergies, because that's always how I said it when I was growing up. From Golden Sun, one of the powers that the characters could use in that game. It looks like growth, which was a common part of those games. It was one of the most used ones. Isaac is a Venus adept. That means that he's able to use Earth powers, like, really naturally.
Yeah.
So, granted, an item doesn't mean a character's playable, because I've been wanting Lip in this game for many years now, and her stick's been in since Melee. That said, it does add some credence to the fact that we're going to see at least some kind of Golden Sun. And, like, it fits in, again, with the Rathalos screenshot. If they expand the amount of music, and Golden Sun has some amazing music. And then we get this item now. You add in the Isaac cut kind of theory that we were just talking about. It's a lot of reason to think that we're getting some alchemy in this game, and I really want it.
I agree, like wholeheartedly. Yeah. I'm gonna add Logan Plant to this real quick. We're gonna add him to this call. I'm gonna see how this works out because it's gonna be kind of this weird split screen, but I'm hoping to have both of you in this image here. Logan Plant, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend. Why are you wearing a Sonic shirt to a Smash stream?
Shadow, dude. Shadow tomorrow.
That's not a Shadow shirt. What are you trying to pull, man? Ladies and gentlemen, Logan Plant. Logan Plant from NintendoWired.com. Logan is responsible for many of the amazing videos that you see up on our YouTube channel. He does our our monthly look ahead. So any of the new eShop games, any new games that are coming out, he does a video for that. He has done other videos for the site as well, and he's an amazing writer. And we had to have him on to give give his thoughts on these Smash leaks as well. So before we do, Ricky, you haven't officially said if you're on Team Grinch Leaks or Team Fake. So I really, really want to know this.
For me, it's a matter of I have been a fan of games and looking around on the internet for these kernels for many a year. I've had my heart broken. So it's hard for me to get on board with a leak. That said, this Grinch leak, this is one of the ones I've been most, I see it.
Yeah.
It all makes sense, both with the stuff that has come to light because of the leak, the characters that they are, all that stuff. So, you know what? I'm going to say it. Before this goes up, I'm on board. I want to see this come true.
We have two people on the team right now who are on Team Grinch Leak. Logan, are you going to make it a Trinity? Are you going to keep us in the dark here? What's going on?
This is 100% real. I feel it.
You feel
it? I think it's totally real. And I think the thing that makes me convinced is Mock Rider. I think that Mock Rider is almost too crazy of a character to be fake. Like Ricky was saying earlier, it's like Ice Climbers or Duck Hunt. It's like, why is Mock Rider going to be in Smash Bros? It's just too Sakurai, too insane to not be real. And that really convinces me. And then another thing with the 108 stages, five new characters are coming in. Every new character's gotten a stage so far.
Yeah.
I could see that. That's a big point for me, too.
But there's characters here, though. There's seven.
Yeah, but Ken and Shadow are presumably...
Yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense. But there you go.
So I'm totally on board. I think it's real, but I won't be that crushed if it's not.
Yeah.
Because I would love to be surprised. And they're like, oh, here's Skull Kid instead. I'm like, where did that come from? That'd be awesome, too.
You know, and it's... I wouldn't say it's real and, like, fight somebody who says it's not. And this this leak is so toxic in the Smash community. And I mentioned this last night in my stream. This leak is causing so much odd division between, like, diehard Smash fans that it kind of blows my mind. There is going to be fallout tomorrow. It's going to be like the winner and loser of a war. There's going to be people on the ground and other people kicking those people while they're down. It's going to be pandemonium. It's going to be bloodshed. And I can't wait to see it.
Which is unfortunate. I disagree.
It is.
I think that's
it
unfortunate. I think Sakurai works so hard on this game.
Yeah.
It sucks that there's this huge announcement tomorrow and the only focus on it is the leak real or not,
yeah,
instead of what does this crazy game maker have in store to show us. And I think that's kind of disappointing.
And if it's not real... If this leak is not real, it's going to be amazing in its own way. Because,
right,
number one, I'm convinced it's real. But if it turns out it's not, it's going to be like Christmas morning. Like, what's going to get announced? What does Papa Sakurai have in his big old sack of tricks for us? It's going to be just so amazing to see. So I can't
wait
no matter what.
It's going to be Bandana D.
Nobody wants Bandana D. Get out of here with that.
Give me Bandana D.
Nobody wants that Bandana D.
Mm.
Okay, so we have three people here on Team Real. We do have members of our team that believe this is fake. So I just happened to pick three people that think it's real. So we're just a bunch of goofballs over here. You can't take what we're saying as like sermon or gospel. So just keep that in mind. But there you go. Those are the Smash leaks in general. I do want to go to the survey question that I asked everybody on Twitter. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to talk about my favorite thing in the world, and that's Amiibo, because I have to talk about Amiibo tonight, because tomorrow we're going to get a look at new Amiibo. I can feel it. I can taste it. I can see it. And I can't wait. So let's go to the survey question. Let me pop it up on the screen. All right. So the question was, we have a Smash hype stream scheduled for later tonight. If you have a moment, let us know which character you want to see announced the most or the least. We're going to give the results live tonight. Let's go down. Jordan, first one, Banjo for Smash, Banjo-Kazooie. I think he wants Banjo. He's got a lot of Banjo love here. So we're going to keep on going down. Rip, Double X, Hubert, wants Waluigi. Believe that. Who wants Waluigi? Come on now. And by the way, I haven't even screened these yet, so I hope there's not like some terrible like language in here.
What are you doing?
We got Spooky, Dario, wanting Isaac.
Okay,
the
right
train,
on.
The train driver, Sora for Smash. Some people saying Sora. Got some Geno love. We have a couple people saying they want Shantae.
Hey!
I do like Shantae. I don't necessarily think she's earned her place in Smash yet, though.
Assist trophy, I can see that.
I can see that, too.
I feel like, yeah, Shovel Knight didn't make the cut. It's, and this is no like disrespect to the lovely people that are making Shantae, but Shovel Knight is kind of a hot mess.
Yeah.
I would feel like he would get in before her.
Agreed. Next up, we have Isaac and Shadow. Give me Shantae, Banjo-Kazooie, Phoenix Wright. That's a new one. I'm going to have to point this out, too, because somebody in chat has been spamming chat with Nintendo.
Oh, hey, right on. So Nintendo is, that would be a perfect echo for
Ness.
For either Ness or Lucas, more than likely Ness.
And, it's too much of an echo, though. He's so indistinct.
Yeah, he's literally 8-bit Ness. It's the
Look, there's a, if you get Ben Frizzetti on here, and he and I will put you guys through the ringer and tell you why Nintendo could work. But it's, I have a feeling that if, okay, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. We're going to get, we will get DLC for this game.
Yes.
We have to get DLC for this game. I can see some of the quickest and easiest, but also potentially most satisfying being like Echo packs. Like instead of, I want to see full characters. Don't get me wrong. I would love if like any of the characters we really want are omitted from the game, bring them on.
Yeah.
But if you just want to get a few more in there, throw in a couple Echoes, make them extras, and Nintendo is perfect for that.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
I personally don't think Nintendo's going to make the cut, but maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong many, many times. Phoenix Wright. Logan, I'm going to give you a chance to discuss that.
When I was, I think, in middle school, I had an Xbox, and I really wanted to get into a fighting game. I'm like, well, what one do I pick? I saw that Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom had Phoenix Wright. I was like, I'm going to main Phoenix Wright. Bought the game. I didn't understand that other fighting games weren't like Smash Bros., where you can basically play anyone and have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And just got my bucket kicked as Phoenix Wright. Got destroyed. And I, from that day on, I never want Phoenix Wright in another fighting game.
It was always such a bizarre thing to see Phoenix Wright in that game. But I'm a big fan of Marvel vs. Capcom. In fact, I built an arcade cabinet for that game.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm a big fan of that, too. We got Geno, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Kazooie, Shantae, Banjo, Shantae, Skull Kid. Skull Kid, we should talk about Skull Kid, too.
Talk about Skull Kid.
I want Skull Kid for the pure fact that he would be an amiibo, and that's it. I don't care about him as a fighter. And I'm going to just say it this way. I'm a massive Zelda fan. My entire office has Zelda stuff all over it. Like, it's a shrine. But we have Hyrule Warriors for that kind of thing. We don't need, like, Hyrule Warriors 2 with Smash, like, to be successful. Like, I feel like Skull Kid's already a playable character in that game. He doesn't need to come over for this one. I think Zelda is already overrepresented. I think Pokemon's overrepresented, too, but that's for another time. But that being said, I don't think Skull Kid's going to make the cut. I love him, and I'd love an amiibo of him, but I just don't think it's in the cards. Maybe DLC.
You think Zelda's overrepresented?
A little bit.
I don't. I disagree with that.
Now, how many links do we have in this Zelda?
Three. In this Zelda? In this Smash?
In this Smash. We have three Links. Yeah. We have Zelda. And we have Ganondorf and Sheik. Am I missing anybody else?
Logan, do you think that it's underrepresented?
I think we need another villain. I think we need another villain from Zelda.
But the question is who?
Body?
I guess the question would be who. I would say Phantom Ganon would be cool as an Echo. I would say that Beast Mode Ganon, now that we know that Ridley can be shrunk down to fit the Super Smash Bros. Theme, Beast Form Ganon has a shot.
But isn't Beast Form Ganon Ganon's final smash?
It is. So maybe it would just be reversed and he just turns into a man? I don't know.
He's huge in his final smash game.
I mean, again, I love Zelda. I don't think, like with the Mario franchise, I think it's overrepresented. I would love to see Waluigi, but I don't necessarily think we need every single Mario character to make an appearance. And yeah. Personally, I would have liked to see Waluigi over Daisy. That's just me. But I just don't know. I don't necessarily think that Zelda needs another one. But again, maybe DLC. I guess we'll see.
I think Fire Emblem's the true overrepresented one.
I totally agree with that one too, yeah. But I don't want to piss off the Fire Emblem fans.
I love Fire Emblem. I'm a huge Fire Emblem.
I'm not going to say a thing about that.
I could make the argument that Fire Emblem is in a fine spot and it has to do with a good portion of its representation being Echoes or based on other characters.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, if Corrin got cut, I wouldn't be too upset or anything like that. It's just one of those things where Fire Emblem got lucky, baby. I agree. Still playing Heroes.
We're almost down this list, so that's good. Shadow the Hedgehog, give me Geno. I always butcher this name. Amaterasu.
Amaterasu.
The dog. Fire dog.
Ami.
I call it Fire Ami. Dog. Okami.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Ami would be fun. Ami was in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 as well.
Yeah.
And worked pretty well there. Like, give me Ami, Beautiful Joe, and Gene from God Hand. Just let Clover Studios bring them back, please.
Yeah. We have Pyra, Elma, Camilla, Cranky Kong, Captain Syrup.
From Wario. Captain Syrup's from Wario.
Okay.
That's like Wario's rival in a couple of the Wario Land games, like in Wario Land Shake It or whatever that one was called.
Hang on, I gotta pull up a picture of what a Captain Syrup is. So give me a second.
Yeah.
Cause I can't like just say Captain Syrup and not put a picture of her up. Oh, it's a she. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Ba-boom! Ladies and gentlemen, that is Captain Syrup. And what a beautiful captain she is.
Avast.
Indeed. What else we got? Least Waluigi. All right.
Okay.
Elma? Who's Elma?
Elma is from
Elma
Xenoblade
Fudd?
Chronicles X. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Sorry.
Xenoblade Chronicles
X. All right, not Elma Fudd. Yeah, we have some Goku love in here. I have to point out, Bobby in chat has mentioned many times he wants Goku. I am on team Goku never. I'm sorry, Bobby.
Yeah.
I don't think anime belongs in Smash. Fire Emblem is close enough to anime.
Yeah.
That's it. Leave it there. I'm not an anime hater.
You guys.
The only anime I want to see in my Smash is somebody from Cowboy Bebop. Because that's the only anime I ever watched.
Well done.
Thank you. Goku, Coco, Demise, and yeah, what else we got? Shantae, Skull Kid, Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot makes the most sense for Smash, and I can't believe that this hasn't been brought up sooner. Crash Bandicoot, if added to Smash, would make like my childhood come true. Sonic versus Crash versus Mario. Throw Mega Man and Pac-Man in there? My God! My head is just going to explode with how great that would be.
Yeah, and I think that's realistically the only place the next Smash Brothers can go. It's something I've been thinking about the last couple weeks. Like, where do they go from here? They've run the well of the most iconic Nintendo characters, and so I think all that's really next is, like, you mentioned you didn't want Master Chief in your Smash Bros. Game, but I'm kind of different. I think, like, the next huge step that is my dream for the next Smash to take would be get the Sony characters, the Microsoft characters, just all on board. Give me Nathan Drake. Give me Master Chief. Just everyone in this game.
No, it's like PlayStation All-Stars all over again. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
PlayStation All-Stars was a quickly rushed, like complete knockoff of Super Smash Brothers. I bought it for the Vita, and I played it for like 10 minutes, and I just hated it. It was pure garbage. Parappa the Rappa was in it, and that's really the only reason I picked it up. And I just have to point this out, too, while I'm ragging on Sony. How do you not put Parappa the Rappa on the PlayStation Classic? I know I'm going off target, on a tangent here. But how do you do that?
You are. Also, that thing needs the Misadventures of Tron Bond, and it should be Jammer Lammy and not Parappa. Anyway.
All right. How do I kick Ricky off of this Skype call? Is it this button? Is it this button I'm hovering over right now? Logan, you can stay.
There's only one thing you have to do, Jason, and it's, you gotta believe.
Okay, I'm gonna get off of that. But it's still Sony. What were you thinking? Pyra, Skull Kid, Sans is too new. I don't think that there needs to be any Undertale representation in Smash right now. At the most, an assist trophy I even feel would be even too much.
It could be a decent, like, just a trophy, kind of like how Commander Video was in the last one. Like, just give me the funny skeletons as a trophy, and I think that works out.
Yeah. A couple people wanting Rayman, and again, Rayman does make a lot of sense. And then, oh man, a lot of people responded to this. Holy crap. I was not expecting this kind of turnout for this.
What have you done?
Banjo, Dixie, Gino, okay. All right, we've gone through a lot of these. If we skipped, okay, we made it to the end, actually, so we're good. Right if on. We skipped over yours, I apologize. There was just way too many. But there's a lot of love for a lot of characters, and a lot of the characters people want are in the Smash Leaks. So that being said, let's go back to the Smash Leaks picture.
Here we go.
And then we can kind of move into the next topic. And again, that's going to be Amiibo. I've been waiting to talk about Amiibo all night. We will come back to this image at some point tonight, too, so kind of stay tuned for that. But Amiibo. Everybody loves them. I
love them.
At this point, how many newcomers do we have? We have Wolf, Inkling, Ridley. And again, when I say newcomers for Amiibo.
Yeah, I did the math a couple days ago, and if the leak is real, it's like over 20.
Yeah, so we're talking of a high potential of a lot of brand new characters coming out as Amiibo. A couple just off the top of my head that I can't wait for. Simon Belmont. My God, that is an Amiibo.
No, there's going to be a Richter Belmont Amiibo.
Who would have thought that?
Right.
So I'm going to go down the list without talking about the Grinch leaks real quick. So Dark Samus, Daisy, Ice Climbers, Pichu, Young Link, Krom, Snake, Pokemon Trainer, both male and female. I would imagine they'd want to do that.
Yeah, are we going to get Amiibo for the actual trainer or just the three Pokemon?
That's a good question. I would imagine. So here's my thought on that. And I'll get into that in just a second. Simon Belmont, Richter Belmont, King K. Rool, and Isabelle. A new Isabelle Amiibo. I can't wait. Oh my God, she's so cute. did I say Wolf? Then we have Wolf.
You said Wolf.
Inkling
first,
Girl and Ridley. My thought process on the Pokemon Trainer would be go the same route that Mr. Game & Watch did. Have the Pokemon Trainer on the back and have interchangeable characters that go on the front. Think about that. Mind blown.
I don't think they do that because they already have a Charizard released from Smash 4.
Don't come in here with that logic, Logan. Don't rain on my parade.
Give me a super large base with Pokemon Trainer in the middle and then three individual Amiibo slots for a Charizard, Squirtle, and Ivysaur.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we've already seen that Nintendo makes an abomination of an Amiibo with Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Amiibo I have no place for. He doesn't fit anywhere. I want him to belong, he just can't. And it hurts my feelings. But at the moment, we only have Ridley, Inkling, and Wolf confirmed for day one, which in my opinion is a very small wave for the first wave of Amiibo. I think Nintendo is going to come out with a surprise announcement that one of these other Amiibo are going to be in wave one. In my opinion, it's going to be Daisy, but it could be any of them. But I think Nintendo is going to go in waves with Amiibo like they did last time. So we're going to get a couple when the game first comes out. And then I would imagine right before Christmas, maybe 2 weeks after, they're going to come out with wave two. And then wave three, wave four. it was like that when it first launched. So we had waves like every 3 weeks for a while, and then we had just droughts, terrible amiibo droughts that I still have nightmares about. But that's my thought process and what we're going to see with amiibo. But keep in mind, right now we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 24 new amiibo potentially.
Is that kind of unreleased ones?
That would be for an amiibo for every unreleased one plus the potential leaks, if those are real. So at bare minimum, we're looking at just under 20 amiibo. At bare minimum.
Which I want them all.
Well, yeah.
Me too, and I'll get them all.
You have to. You got to get them all. I mean, I'm contractually obligated to get them all. My name is Amiibo Jason. If I don't buy them all, they take the title away, and I don't want to be just Jason again. No one liked Jason.
Keep living the dream. I've only known Amiibo Jason.
But I'll give you guys kind of an idea of, number one, if you followed us since the beginning, and I know, Bobby, if you're still in chat, you have. This started as a one-man Twitter account called Amiibo News. Amiibo News was dedicated solely to letting people know when Amiibo were in stock, where they could get them, and geeking out and nerding out about Amiibo. And we've evolved since then, and we've moved from just Amiibo into everything Nintendo. But I'm a man who knows my roots, and my roots are planted firmly in Amiibo territory. So that being said, if this is legit and we get 24 plus brand new Amiibo, I'm just giddy with the idea of Amiibo being popular again. Logan, out of curiosity, do you have the entire Smash collection at this point?
I do, except for the Mii Fighters, because I hate them.
What? How do you hate the Mii Fighters? They could be anything.
Yeah, but I hate how, like, the Mii Fighters that are on the actual Amiibo aren't the Mii Fighters I play with in the game, because I play as, like, myself or random celebrities, yeah. And then it's just these three generic Miis. So, yeah, I don't like the Miis, probably pick them up.
You get a friend like TJ from Custom Conquest. You can't really see him, but right behind me, I'm pointing at it right now, it's kind of way back there, but I ended up finding an Amiibo display for sale. And inside that display are mine and Lauren's custom Amiibos based on the Mii Fighters that TJ made for us. Like, I love those things like they're my kids. They're like the best Amiibo I own. So I'm a big fan. I'm a fan of the Mii Fighters. What about you, Ricky? Do you have them?
I have the Fighters. Yeah, I picked those up. And I also have a cool custom from TJ, but mine's a card. I've got a Mii Fighter of me on an Amiibo card.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like those a lot too. I mean, there's a lot of potential with Amiibo. I was actually thinking Nintendo would go the card route for Smash Brothers Ultimate, but I'm actually kind of shocked that they're not.
I'm glad they're not. I think it's no question that of all the lines of Amiibo they've released, Smash is the most popular one by far.
It does make sense.
I think that's what's... Yeah.
And I don't want to see Amiibo go the way of like Skylanders or Disney Infinity, where it's just obscurity and then just cancellation. So I think that Smash Brothers is going to bring like this renaissance to Amiibo again. So I really hope that's the case. But that's where we are with Amiibo right now. Like I said, I firmly believe tomorrow we're going to get an announcement for at least one more Amiibo to come in Wave 1. And I think we're going to get a look at what Wave 2 is going to be. All of these I want. I really don't care about Chrom. I don't need another Chrom Amiibo. But besides that, they're great.
Chrom is my favorite Fire Emblem character.
I'll buy you Chrom.
I do want to, before we move on to like talking with the audience about their thoughts here, I do want to talk a little bit about Spirits Mode.
Sure.
Ricky, I might have you take the lead on this one.
You got it.
I do know, I'll just get a really brief scenario real quick with what Spirits Mode is and what we think it is. And then I'll let Ricky kind of take it from there. But there was a mode, and I'm going to see if I can find the picture here, that was blurred out in the official Super Smash Brothers. What was it? The last direct that we had?
Yeah, the August direct.
No, not sports mode. I want spirits mode. Don't auto-correct me.
I want sports mode. Sports mode would be awesome.
You already have home run contest.
Okay, so I have it up here. So from what it appears to be at this point, it looks like somebody unblurred it, and it appears to say spirits, and it has like a little ghostly image in there. So Ricky, you can take it from there.
Sure. So the main thing is we see Smash, we see Games and More, we see Vault, we see Online. We know what all those are. But the thing that's missing here is any kind of single player content. So we're thinking that Spirits is more than likely going to be akin to either Melee's Adventure Mode, the Subspace Emissary from Brawl.
Yes, I'd love to see that.
Or something entirely new. Some kind of big tentpole single player mode for Smash Ultimate. We've seen like the Rothalos Assist Trophy is also a boss, but it's on some of its own stage that has like nothing distinct, but it reminds me of like where you'd fight Rayquaza during Subspace Emissary.
Absolutely.
Or any of those. So there's got to be somewhere where we're fighting Rothalos. So the most likely contender here is Spirits. I don't think they would just throw it into Classic Mode, which I believe is tucked into Games and More.
Yeah.
But then we've also got like other bosses. There's Dracula. There's Metal Face on the Xenoblade stage. There's quite a bit of stuff that they could do this for. I don't think it should be just like a boss rush or where like All-Star is hiding. This has got to be something bigger. This has got to be something that warrants hiding it and waiting until now.
Yeah.
It's, so we got, when you see that it's called Spirits, and by the way, it was called Spirits both when you depixelate the English version and the Japanese version. So there's definitely a lot of proof in it being just officially called Spirits beyond just this. In almost all of the new fighter trailers or promotional images, somebody's just gotten completely iced by the newcomers. We had Ridley managed to kill both Mega Man and Mario. Crushed Mario's head. And then we've got Luigi, who unfortunately became the very thing he fears most, which is a ghost, because death from Castlevania just ripped out his soul. So... And I mean, and DDD got just completely smacked upside the head by K. Rool. And I mean, he hits hard enough,
though?
Right?
Did he die?
Look, you can't keep a good penguin down.
I don't know if he's dead.
It keeps the theme going. So where this could go with that in mind, I really don't know. But there's definitely some grounds for tying that together and using that to be like, this is why it's called Spirits. I've got some people here saying, like, well, how do we know it's going to be called Spirits? Or, like, if anything, like, they might just change it up on us. Cool. Bring me another kind of surprise. But I still stand by it being some kind of single-player experience.
Yeah.
And I think, again, Adventure and Subspace are the most likely things.
Yeah, and there's a few things that tell me it's going to be very similar to Subspace. The first is the name. I mean, if it's going to be like Adventure, just call it Adventure. Don't give it this unique name and then just give something we've had before.
Yeah.
The second is that I think Sakurai is a very methodical, and he plans out all these announcements. He's not going to be like, hey, look at the main menu, show out this huge blurred icon that everyone's immediately drawn to, and then have it be something disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, he knows people want a single-player campaign since Brawl. We didn't get that in Wii U. He knows that. Being like, take a look at the menu, giant quarter of the screen blurred out.
Yeah.
And then my third point is that it's on the main menu. It's not something tucked away into Games and More. It just simply existing on the main menu tells you that's going to be a big, meaty part of the game.
I do have a theory about what it could be. I think the theory is a little crazy, so keep that in mind. I think that Spirit Mode will have something to do with Amiibo. I have wanted a full-fledged Amiibo mode built into Smash since Smash Wii U. It could be something where you tap in the Amiibo, you bring that spirit into the game to fight for you. You can have an army of your Amiibo fight an army of other Amiibo. TJ has a show on this channel called Smash Chess, and I know a lot of people watch it. And it could be something like that, where you scan your Amiibo in, and there's like some sort of elimination battle, depending on how you train them. And I feel like that could be an interesting way to kind of incorporate the name Spirits as well. But again, a theory. It's a crazy theory, but I'd like to see it have something to do with Amiibo.
I'd like to see it not.
Okay, that's fine.
Look,
that's, Amiibo isn't everybody's cup of tea. I get that.
It is mine. I love collecting them, but as far as gameplay implementation, that's never been my thing. So.
Yeah,
I would, I would love some whiter amiibo representation, but I don't know if it would get its whole own mode, because then that gates off something that's on the main menu to anyone who doesn't want to buy amiibo.
Who doesn't want to buy amiibo, Ricky?
I was gonna say that thing, but I'm kind of on the opposite camp as you, Logan. I'm thinking it's more likely to be something like adventure mode, mostly because the roster has grown so much since Melee that anything that was like adventure mode would just be like, you know, effectively on the scale of Subspace at this point. And the main thing that Sakurai didn't like about Subspace was that people leaked not leaked the cutscenes, but they uploaded the cutscenes online, and he made this statement of like, well, then why would I put those in the game if you don't have to play the game to watch them?
Yeah.
Which is why they focused what they would have done for something like that towards like the fighter reveal trailers, which have been fantastic. I would love a full-on Subspace emissary style mode, but I think that a new adventure mode would be like as meaty as something like that could have been.
Yeah.
But hey, I love surprises, and Sakurai's the one to do them. There's also potential with stuff like Smash Run. If you expand Smash Run in some kind of way and make that, that could be in something in games and more, but if you use that as a foundation and build up to there, then I think there's a lot of things that Spirits could be.
Yeah. No, I agree. And again, now we're, 10 hours away from knowing what this mode is?
Yeah.
Which is, we just stay in here until the direct starts, stay in life.
Well, we could.
I'd like
to sleep. I'd like to get some sleep. I think we have 8 minutes left in this stream.
Sure.
So before we kind of close things out, if you liked this stream and you want to help people help find us, you can always hit the like button. It helps people find this video in the future. So if you haven't yet and you'd like to, I'd love you for it. If you're new, we'd love to have you subscribe. We put out video content on the daily, sometimes twice. We do news almost every single day. So if you're new to this and you're looking for Nintendo news from a cast of characters, we'd love to have you part of this family. So before we leave, let's discuss one more time the leaked image. I'm going to put it on the screen one more time. If you're
sure thing.
You know what? I'm going to take it off the screen. If you don't want to see the leaked image, feel free to look away or turn off the stream now. I'll put it up now. I think that's enough warning. But
sure.
Again, this is where it all started. This is where the hype train kind of derailed, ran over a few people in the process. So I'm excited to see what tomorrow is going to bring. And again, if you just came in the stream, I am a firm believer that this is real. I think we're going to see that this is confirmed, and if it's not, I'm excited to see what's really going to happen. I'm excited to see what Nintendo has up their sleeve, and we have 40 whole minutes of amazing Smash goodness to find out. So, Ricky, I'll let you say your final piece on this.
Sure thing. Like you said, the worst case scenario is we get some kind of crazy surprise about this, and we get more characters to be excited about. It will be a letdown if my chorus kids don't make it. It will be a letdown if we don't see Banjo-Kazooie. But there's going to be some other characters to fill that void and to make this still the biggest and best Smash Bros. Ever in terms of content. So
yep.
I'm just excited to see this direct. Come at me with the surprises outside of characters, with respect to characters. Just give me more Smash. And this is going to be the last direct broadcast footage for it before the launch on December 7th. So this baby's got to carry us all the way through that month. I want it. I need it. Give it to me now.
All right, there you go. Logan, final thoughts.
I'm actually going to do a quick shameless plug. I actually put out an article today on NintendoWire.com which lays out some things I want to see from tomorrow's Nintendo Direct. But while I was writing that, I realized that this roster is double the size of the Super Smash Bros. Brawl roster, if the leaks are real. And that's just crazy. I love Smash Bros., and almost more than the game itself, I love the hype train. The year leading up to the launch of a new Smash Bros. Game is unlike anything else in video games. Just takes the entire medium by storm.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it, and it's just so exciting and awesome. And whether it's real or not, the Direct tomorrow is going to be incredibly exciting, because if it is real, that's 7 awesome characters that just got into Smash that we get to learn about their stages, the music, their movesets, their alternate skins, just everything. We'll get to see so much of that tomorrow. And if it's not real, then who the heck is going to be in this game? I'm just continually amazed by what Sakurai is doing with this game. It truly is the ultimate Smash Brothers game, and I just think it's so incredible, and I can't wait for tomorrow, and I can't wait to play it in a month.
Oh, I was actually going to post your link here, but it looks like Jennifer Birch has beat me to the punch. So thank you, Jennifer Birch, for being in chat and helping us mod tonight. Ricky, Logan, thank you for coming on and talking all things Smash with us. I'm going to let Logan go ahead and plug where we can find him first.
You can find me on Twitter at Logan J. Plant.
Logan J. Plant. It's worth it. It's worth the sub on Twitter, trust me.
Ricky, I've been posting a lot of my Celeste speedrun videos, so go check those out.
There you go. And he's a major Sonic fan.
I am. Shadow tomorrow, baby.
He can even make it all the way through a loop. I've seen him do it.
I can.
Not everybody on the team can do that. That's a true story. Ricky, where can we find you?
Well, you can also find me on Twitter. It's going to be at Dr. Saturn NW. That's at Dr. Saturn NW. There's a lot of Kirby over there. There's some Fire Emblem. And every now and then, there's a little something else, which is just called My Day-to-Day Life. But pretty soon, it's going to be a lot of Smash on there. So if you like that, you got something to look forward to.
There you go. And if you want to find me, you can find me in many, many, many places. On Twitter, my personal handle is at Amiibo Jason. You can find me at my first love, at Amiibo News on Twitter, everything Amiibo. We're also on Twitter at Ninwire, N-I-N-Wire. That's for Nintendo Wire. We have a deals site at Wire Deals. You can find us there as well. We're very active. And our website is NintendoWire.com. Again, if you're brand new to this channel and you liked this content and you want to see more, consider hitting subscribe. We are very close to our 100,000 subscriber goal. We're hoping to get there very soon. I'm thinking maybe mid next year, but we just crossed the 60,000 subscriber threshold and it feels really, really good. So I'm really happy to see that. And again, if you already do subscribe and you want to help other people find us, again, hitting the like button actually does help us. The algorithm is a mysterious thing. It's a wondrous thing, but apparently hitting that like button helps people find us, at least in the future. So that being said, I appreciate all of you coming by. We'll see you next time for another stream, but until then, stay wired in. Bye, guys.